I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca road, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama.
Good evening, Fashion Island. I am Megan Hastings, and this is the Cats and Jammer Follies, a travel story show on KVSH, Voice of Vashon. We, my husband Adam and I, are on location this week in Glorious Island on our very first international trip since COVID began. Although travel is much harder, it's completely worth it to be back out into the world. Adam Cohn, how do you feel about this?
Oh my gosh, Megan. I don't know, you really said it perfectly. There's a misty rain coming down here, and we're set up camp at O'Carolan's, a little pub.
In Mohill, County Leitrim.
That's right, right. Named after a 1700s harpist, I believe. But you know what? It's beautiful here, and it's quiet. It's about 10:30 at night.
And Adam has a Jameson, and I have a little glass of wine, and we're having a lovely time here, and it's pretty misty out. And we've been driving from County Mayo with two friends of ours, and we're on our way out to County Down, to Downpatrick, which is about 40 minutes from Belfast.
Everything's down or up or around, yes. But everyone seems like in pretty good spirits. COVID's been a lot for everybody, but everybody's getting through it okay, like we are at home.
Yeah, we are. Everybody is. You know, what choice do you have? So we've been here. This is a pretty short trip for us in terms of like trips that we take. We usually go for about, I don't know, 3 weeks. This one's probably been about, I don't know, 12 days or something like that. Very short. But we're here, and I want to sort of go over a couple of things because it's been a really, really special trip. We began our journey, as we always do, in Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty. I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone. Then making our path via train to the wild Atlantic Way onto the West Coast, the land from where my people came. One of my dreams has always been to make my way out to Achill Island. For one reason or another, it just never happened until a few days ago. We arrived in Westport and started our journey. Making an unregrettable wrong turn, we headed toward Crowpatrick. It is a sacred land, a holy mountain, where thousands of people make a pilgrimage every year to the Murrisk Abbey and hike up. It is where it is believed where St. Patrick had first climbed here in the year 441 AD. It is a mountain that hovers lowly over the region, barren of trees with speckles of thorny bushes and wild fuchsia, which the Gaelic translation would be tears of God. Although it seems to me that many locals use it as their way to exercise with their walking sticks and poles. Either way, it's an outrageous view that looks out onto Clew Bay. I did not make the climb up so very far. I was wearing heeled boots, which Adam decided to, he decided to call them prostitution boots, even though that was kind of a joke. Of course, it's not, but whatever. And I thought to myself that St. Patrick wouldn't want me to roll down Crowpatrick onto the thorny branches that lay below. Back in the car for another hour out to Achill. Through narrow, windy roads without any shoulders to speak of, where the drivers feel they are more Mario Andretti than backroad farmer. You go through some of the most breathtaking views I've ever seen, and passing the towns of Mulranny and Newport. And then, like magic, one more turn, and it all opens up to the wonder that is Achill. Stone walls line the acreage, cascading down to the Atlantic Ocean. Sheep roam freely, crossing the roads, stopping to eat, but mostly looking at you and asking with their dark, set-in eyes and thoughtful gaze, just why are you here? And isn't that always the question? And why are you here? Why are you there? To feel the insanely strong gales of Atlantic wind from this northernmost tip of the ocean, to walk through tangles of seaweed around your feet, to collect a few rocks that will later rest in another home in a window ledge, and to see the highest sea cliffs in all of Europe, to feel the ancient lands and the call of its people, maybe even a flash sighting of a ferry, to smell the turf burn in the air from these boglands. Yes, for all those reasons, I am here. And most of all, to have a heartfelt kiss from these cold, cold, crashing waves.
I'm going to read my little story now, too. It's a Sunday morning, late September, Ireland. From our window with a deep ledge, deep enough to sit in comfortably as I am now, I can watch morning arrive as it will here in Kilkelly, our town here in County Mayo, Ireland. We stayed up late and had a good time in Duffy's Bar, directly below our room, as well as before that, a pint or so, at Francie Bonner's place across the way. And before this, at Gilligan's Pub in the neighboring town of Claremorris, the largest nearby town, with trains headed daily to both Dublin and Westport. Needless to say, it is now well past 10 a.m., and Megan insists politely on sleeping for 30 more minutes. And I, happily disheveled, in clothes from 5 days now, enjoy black coffee, with the uncertain yellow jackets and small flies that linger in and around the lace curtains of this old and charmingly familiar room. The sun is shining, and I enjoy it for as long as possible on my face and arms. My first inclination is to take my shirt off, as I would at home, and enjoy the warmth on bare skin. However, sitting half naked on an Irish Sunday morning of a guest house in a small town in the upstairs bay window may not be my best direction to pursue within the small and relatively insular community that is Kilkelly. Instead, I enjoy the sun through my blue flannel shirt and old jeans, barefoot, and for the moment content again with coffee and the promise of another drive to Westport later this afternoon, and perhaps an earnest hunt for the cottage Megan's grandmother's niece, Cousin Kate, lived in when Megan was a mere lass here in Ireland so many years ago. The sun has passed behind large storm clouds that arise out of nowhere and fill the immediate sky within minutes. The light changes, everything shifts, and the town is now silver gray. And here, from above the slate roof of Tarpey's family grocery, in the far distance, beyond the highway and hidden from view, the tree line of dark pine stands tall and thick beyond the town. It is a wild countryside here, and although large pockets and tracts of land are designated for agricultural means or cattle, still much is left to the forest creatures, and one can feel this wildness in the air, and certainly its spirit any time of the day or night. There is a majesty intact, a consideration, intentional or not, to this understood spirit, and balance with the natural world that I feel America has either forgotten or perhaps was never interested in understanding. Either way, I don't feel it where we live, and it's disconcerting to be rested just enough to have the luxury of clear observation of profoundly different cultural values. At a glance, I would say this recognition of earthly spirit is what ties both Megan and I to this little island at the far western edge of Europe. This, and of course, the everywhere warmth of those who live here. The brown bread, the butter, vegetable soup, and trusted pint of Guinness wherever it is you find yourself. The moss, bright green, lights up again as the sun makes its spectacular return. Even for a moment is a welcome sight and feeling. The blackbirds of Kilkelly cackle and fly at once together and by themselves about the old chimneys and overgrown clay chimney stacks that are much of the town from above. Their calls echo out and at once return above these streets we have gotten to know so well. These birds, they are always the first thing I look for, listen for, every time we return. And I am grateful always that they too live here.
Oh, my name is Jokester. I'm a canny gun born under a roving young fella. I've been so easy and free when you drink.
So that song that was just playing, I'm a Man You Don't Meet Every Day by the Pogues, that's Kat Reardon who's singing that. And that's absolutely one of my favorite songs ever, entirely in the whole entire world, ever written. She did not write that, but she sang that song. And I got to see the Pogues play many times in Dublin, and I really got to see them play many times when I was a kid in Dublin. Once in Dublin, I was like 14, and once when I was like 18 in County Cork, and a couple times in Chicago before that time, and that was pretty special. And that was, it's a very old song, yeah, and the Pogues had a beautiful way of taking, you know, old Irish songs and contemporizing them into the world and really bringing Irish music back into the world. Not that it wasn't into the world, but you know what I mean? Like there was a time when it like wasn't as widespread. Anyway, that's a beautiful song and I'm so happy that I got to see that play live many times. And yeah.
I'm happy for you, Megan.
Yeah. That's well, nice. So here we are. It's sitting in this little bar in County Leitrim. We just left this town called Carrick-on-Shannon, which is a lovely town. It's a lake town in the Midlands of the country. And it is near a place that I used to live when I was like 14, 15, called County Longford. That's probably about, I don't know, 45 minutes away, 45 minutes away on the county, on the River Shannon. And I don't know, there's something about this crazy, crazy country that always gets me as Adam and I are sitting here in this little town in County Leitrim about 15 minutes. We just ate Indian food and we're here with our friends and we're on our way to Downpatrick, which speaking of Crowpatrick, right? So Crowpatrick is the town, or not the town, it is the mountain where, you know, St. Patrick is believed to have spent a lot of time. And now we're on our way to Downpatrick, which is where his body is believed to be buried. So like, there's a lot of
like
spiritual...
Goodness.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that happened 1,000 years ago.
There's a lot of... More than 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
There's a lot of spiritual things that happen in this country.
Our friends picked us up this afternoon and to drive up to this place we're going. And, you know, we miss our animals terribly because we've been away from all 10 of them for so long. But they have a Bernese Mountain Dog puppy and a St. Bernard, and we're in a giant old Land Rover. It was a crazy sight.
It's actually not so giant. There's like probably 200 pounds of dog
sitting on
top of me.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a happy time.
It is a happy time. We just had some great Indian food, and we're headed on to Northern Ireland, which is, you know, its own.
It's a whole different place.
It is, but it isn't.
That's true.
Yeah. So, just kind of to wrap it up, it's been a beautiful trip.
If you want to travel somewhere, try it. It seems like things can work out, you know, being careful and being present. But, you know, there's a whole world out there, as this little travel show suggests.
Yeah. And again, this is our first trip that we've taken internationally during COVID. And to be honest, it hasn't really been that terrible. I mean, there's like, you know, whatever, you have to take the regular COVID tests and all that kind of thing. But other than that, it's the regular stuff. You wear your mask, you do the thing, and the same things that you would do at home. And so I highly recommend it to everybody.
Well, we miss everybody at home, and we're going to be back around with Snapdragon and opening up again, probably, who knows, early October.
Yeah.
So
Sláinte and Felcha.
Farewell, and watch out for the leprechauns. Love you.
I've been everywhere.
This has been Megan Hastings, and this is the Cats and Gem of Follies. Thank you so much for visiting with us. Hope you have a great week.